Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bruce Boeckler. Batting second, the second baseman, Mike Phillips. Batting third, the left fielder, John Milner. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth, the catcher, John Stearns. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Leo Foster. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, John Matlack. Pitching for the New York Mets, John Matlack. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the first baseman, Rick Monday. Batting second, the left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third, the second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Rob Sparing. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Mick Kelleher. Batting seventh, the catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Joe Wallace. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ray Burris. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ray Burris. And now, play ball. Bruce Boeckler is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Boeckler strikes out. One out. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Phillips hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Mets. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Milner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Milner moves to second. John Stearns, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Stearns takes first base on ball four. Milner moves to third. Cranepool moves to second. Leo Foster is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Milner scores. Cranepool scores. Stearns moves to second. It's 3-0, Mets. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Monday strikes out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cardenal takes first base on ball four. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Trillo strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Boeckler is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Boeckler is 0-for-1 in the game. Boeckler bunts towards the mound. Burris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sparing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards second. Phillips scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Milner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman strikes out. 1 out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cranepool is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Monday scoops it up and throws to first, with Burris covering, for the out. Milner moves to second. 2 outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stearns is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sparing fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wallace hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Leo Foster is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Foster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Foster moves to second. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Matlack is 0 for 1 in the game. Matlack bunts towards third. Sparing fields it and throws to first for the out. Foster moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. 1 out. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boisclair is 0 for 2 in the game. Boisclair hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Foster scores. Harrelson scores. It's 5 to nothing, Mets. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boisclair moves to second. 2 outs. John Milner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Milner is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Milner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales who is chasing the ball. Milner reaches third base with a triple. Boisclair scores. It's 6 to nothing, Mets. Paul Ruchel now pitching. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kingman is 0-2 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cardenal is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Trillo is 0-1 in the game. Trillo hits a line drive into center field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Morales is 0-1 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rob Sparing batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Sparing is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Sparing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cranepool is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool bunts in front of the plate. Swisher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Stearns is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Stearns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cranepool moves to second. Leo Foster is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Foster is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Foster hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cranepool scores. Stearns moves to third. It's 7-0, Mets. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Harrelson is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stearns scores. Foster moves to second. It's 8-0, Mets. Buddy Schultz now pitching. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Matlack is 0-1 in the game. Matlack bunts towards third. Sparing fields it and throws to first for the out. Foster moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. One out. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Boisclair is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Boisclair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Monday has Foster trapped. There's the throw to Swisher and over to Sparing, who tags Foster for the out. Harrelson moves to third. Boisclair moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Phillips is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harrelson scores. There goes Boisclair trying to get to home. Cardenal throws the ball into Swisher who tags Boisclair, who's trying to score from second, for the out. It's 9-0, Mets. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kelleher is 0-1 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Swisher is 0-1 in the game. Swisher strikes out. One out. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Wallace is 0-1 in the game. Wallace hits a line drive into right field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Puttman pinch hits for Buddy Schultz. Ed Puttman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Puttman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kelleher moves to second. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Munday is 0 for 2 in the game. Munday hits a line drive into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Garman now pitching. John Milner is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Milner is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Kingman batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Kingman is 0 for 3 in the game. Kingman hits a pop-up towards short. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cranepool is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Trillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Trillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cardenal moves to second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Cardenal moves to third. Two outs. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sparing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sparing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stearns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Foster is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Foster is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Harrelson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Matlack is 0 for 1 in the game. Matlack hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7. With the score, the Mets 9, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Mozzilli now playing left field. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kelleher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelleher for the out. One out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Swisher is 0 for 2 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster juggles the ball. That's an error on Foster. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 0 for 2 in the game. Wallace hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Swisher moves to second. Wayne Tyrone pinch hits for Mike Garman. Wayne Tyrone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tyrone strikes out. 2 outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 3 in the game. Monday hits a pop-up towards third. Foster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Coleman now pitching. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boisclair is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Boisclair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Monday scoops it up and throws to first, with Coleman covering, for the out. 1 out. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mozilli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cardenal hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Trillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a fly ball into center field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Morales is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Mozilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kingman is 0 for 4 in the game. Kingman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sparing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cranepool is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stearns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leo Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Foster hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 11-0, Mets. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 11, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sparing hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kelleher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 3 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wallace is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wallace hits a line drive into center field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 11, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.